Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Y'all, I am so excited to announce it is finally all happening. Shenanigans is going live May 12th in New York City at City Winery. Tickets are available today. You can get them for $25. We're also doing a VIP meet and greet photo op package for $50. And I am just so excited to meet you guys, finally take the show live and get into some shenanigans. But first, here's today's episode.
Hey, beautiful people. My name is Alisa Reynolds, and I'm the executive chef and founder of My Two Cents LA and host of My Last Meal, a new podcast that asks people from all walks of life, whether it's musicians, celebrities, artists, chefs, scientists, Renaissance men and women, what their last meal on earth would be and why. So don't forget to tune in on Fridays. You can find us anywhere you can listen to podcasts. So why not? Let me tell you about the last meal.
From Vanderpump Rules to motherhood and everywhere in between, it's time to catch up with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
Hello, everyone. As you hear, we are just chatting away, getting into some shenanigans here at Dear Media Studios. I have two people here with me today, fellow Bravo fam, as well as my fiance, Brock, co-hosting, but introducing MJ and Tommy. Hey, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for doing this. We've been talking about it for so long.
I know. I think it's really important for people that are going through such similar things as us.
Yeah.
To band together, have a little powwow, have a little kiki.
Yeah.
Talk through all of our issues, which I feel as though we have a lot of overlapping issues because
yeah,
I am kind of like a late night. Tommy doesn't know this, but I am a late night Sheena texter.
Uh-huh.
And then you'll answer.
And then I'll be pumping. And then she calls me.
These girls sit there and exactly. they just go backwards and forwards. I agree. I think it's going to be fun to have a chat because we sit at home. And you know what? The greatest thing for our relationship is watching, what's that show called now?
Married at First Sight.
Married at First Sight. Oh, because they give good relationship advice. But what you realize is when these couples are together, then when they get together as a group and the guys get together and the girls get together and they start talking about their issues, guess what? They're all going through the same shit.
Right.
Everybody is.
Everybody
in the relationship goes through the same
shit. So yeah. I'm glad we're here because I got your back.
Vice versa.
So one of the nights that I call, like if Sheena and I go in like three rounds of texting, I'll just say, can I just call you? And that way to me, I feel like hearing a voice and getting the vibes across all the way is what matters. So you answer, you put me on speaker, and then Brock chimes in.
As I always do.
So Brock was already listening to what I was saying, and I was venting about Tommy. that's when we realized we need to be here.
We need to sit down and record this conversation for the world to hear. So we were talking about working from home. And obviously, Brock's working from home is much different from my working from home and with you guys. So there are times where Brock is on a call. And when he's talking to the girls who work for him,
With me, whatever.
Okay, so when he's talking to them, like, I also know them. Like, I've become friends with these girls. So
We're not besties at all.
But I like these girls, right? So I just don't take those conversations always necessarily as seriously as when he's on an investor's call or when he has, you know, like a hard meeting with some big wig from whatever. But there's a lot of times where you're talking to the girls and I feel like you're just like bullshitting with them. And so sometimes like I'll interrupt.
It's called brainstorming, but she calls it bullshitting. You know what I mean? Like they're my co-founders. So when we have to get to a root of a problem, we just start talking around to try and figure it out. It's a natural conversation
in business.
Yeah, but then you'll start
talking about the show. You'll talk about what's going on in our friend group sometimes. You'll tell them about what Summer did today. So I'm like, okay, this isn't a serious conversation. I can butt in.
It's if you were in an office space where we would be working, it would be a normal work environment. We talk about projects. We talk about ideas. And then we also are humans and we still connect with each other. So the conversations you hear me have are normally in an office, but now they're at home. Where I don't have a private room.
It's the at home aspect. It's very, 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 very different than what we're used to.
You know what I mean? How's it go for you? Because I'm at home.
It's awful.
Because you guys,
love being at home with my little guy. I love it. It's the best thing on earth. I would never like you. There's not a dollar on earth. There's not an amount that you could give me to give that back.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Agreed.
And she's great too, but she does a lot of what she just did, which is where she walks in and kind of, yeah, I'm going to talk. You know what I mean?
It doesn't seem important.
No, it doesn't, you know.
Like our housekeeper.
I'm more important. That's what that is.
Thank you.
I'm more important.
You are important in my life, honey. Yeah. You really are.
Yeah.
But we have to figure out how to support, like create a life and work for it.
Yeah. Like
even
I didn't.
If it wasn't about money, even if you just needed that break to go like do your thing, you know, just let me do my thing.
But even taking the break's an issue. Is it important? Yeah. It's for my mental health.
Yes.
Like I didn't realize that he was on an important call the other day. I didn't realize that he's taking it in the bedroom. Normally he will go outside on our patio or he'll be downstairs when I'm upstairs. We have our new housekeeper starting, right? So I'm trying to show her like the ins and outs. And there was this one part in our house, we have fucking termites. And I forgot to vacuum them up on my own. So I just wanted to show her like, hey, these shutters, open them if you can vacuum up the termites. And so I walk in with her and he's like, honey. And I'm like, what? Oh, sorry. And I was like,
mid-pitch.
I'll be quiet.
Mid-pitch to a group of angel investors.
I didn't realize. Why were you taking that on the bed in the bedroom? Why wouldn't you go outside for some privacy? You know our new housekeeper is about to start.
Because I had my child, my partner, and my mother-in-law downstairs.
My mom wasn't
there. Who else was there?
The nanny was there.
Our nanny was there downstairs. I go, hey, guys, because you're down here. I'm going to go upstairs and take this call.
But did I acknowledge you?
I mean, yeah.
No, I don't think I said, okay.
I mean, I made it very clear.
Got it.
Our nanny heard us, but you didn't.
But I didn't. So
not important.
The nanny didn't walk in on you. I did.
Not important, Tommy.
Yeah.
My bad.
I think the men can compartmentalize a lot differently from a woman.
Yeah.
So for me, I think
we're all equal.
I think it's admirable.
Just don't try.
I'm gonna actually throw you boys a bone and say I think it's really admirable that Tommy, when he does go into his office, his orifice, he can stay super focused. And whereas my problem, which is probably a clinical issue, is that I have a really hard time staying on task because we live at home, and at home is also where all of our other stuff is, right? So the fact a child naturally comes to mom more than dad anyway. Wait until like you guys, when Summer starts walking and talking, she's going to be coming to one of you more, and it's probably going to be Sheena. So I'm just saying, like, what I hear from all of the tension in the room is that you didn't use Waze, Brock, which you should have on your way over here for whatever reason. And it's something you often choose not to do. And that's, you know, it's funny because when you get in your car, sometimes that's the best break that we have these days. Because once we get in our car, especially where we live in the Basses, we can actually not have any traffic. It's going to be a place where it's like an escape. Whereas before, our house was the escape. Mm-hmm. And our house was like this quiet, peaceful place. Now it's like there's six different businesses and four different, you know, friends, family, and on all of the blessed help that we have to keep it going. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But as long as there's respect, Tommy and I, where we started out in our relationship with our baby, because I feel like once you have a baby, a brand new life begins that you never had before. And I think our respect has improved between each other, where like I might snap or he might snap at me, but then there's like this lingering lesson, and that maybe a couple of months later, we've conquered something.
Well, you don't want to do things in front of the baby. You know what I mean? You don't want to.
Like, doesn't mean that was in front of the baby.
No, but it's not the point. I'm just saying there's a certain, you know, she's the mother of your child. She's the mother of my child. You know what I mean? So when you get into a fight in the past, you might go to a certain point and be mean or whatever. But now it's like, whoa, you're the mother of my kid. I can't go too far.
I get that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like, and the kid's, he's here. You know what I mean? I don't want him to see certain things.
But
so,
they'll be more than happy to throw us under the bus real quick in front of
100%. She's ruthless.
Thank you.
So what's your guys living at home? So you're working at home, baby at home, businesses and all that. Tell us about that. So do you have your office back home?
Yes. I've always gone to work my whole life. So that's how I look at it. Yep. When I go in that room, I'm going into work.
And that helps you, right? Maybe not the commute, but the best part about it is having that room, having your office, that's where you can focus.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's where we can go, all right, I got to get this done, this done, this done. And then I can go outside and play, and then I can just step out the door and then I'm back in the world.
But just as you just said it, I have a whiteboard. I have a daily to-do list. I have my actual to-do list that I write in.
Two massive.
So boards. Like I want to get all that done before I do anything. And she's oblivious.
Oblivious.
You know what I mean? She doesn't give a shit. When she comes in, whatever it is that's important. On the top of supersedes anything that you have going on. And it's like, that really doesn't, you know what I mean? Really wasn't that big a deal, you know? But
you know what? I would like to rebut to that.
I bet you would.
We can.
Okay. You would. So would you like me to make an appointment with you from like 1 p.m. to 1:15?
He's asked me to do that. He's asked me to book out on his Google Calendar time.
Okay.
Like,
that's extreme.
Let's try it though.
That's extreme.
Thank you.
But let's try that
I'm with Eugene on that. That's a little extreme. We're in the fucking same
house. It didn't last very long.
Plus,
if I give her
that time, she's going to use the whole fucking time. you know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to cover a lot of shit, bro. You know what I mean? I could just get her out. That's the other thing. I see where we're at when she comes in. It might be an easy thing. All right, let's knock it out. But it might be something where it's like, so we need to talk about it. You know what I mean? So you never know.
Okay, wait. I'm literally wanting to implement this. So we're going to do like a follow up in like a month and we're going to see.
Okay.
Okay. So first of all, if I don't.
She doesn't follow through. It's all good. It's all good. So don't sweat it. We had 3 New Year's resolutions that we did. Oh. And we never just do it. Like, it lasts a day. Like,
it's all right. I go down that a little bit. I'm like, I'm going to do this. I have a whiteboard, my to-do list whiteboard.
Let's talk about that.
It took me probably like 8 months to write this whiteboard up. But once we had it up there, it's got like a list of 20 things I want to do every single day. And they're like, and they're basic. Yeah. They're the basic things.
Yeah.
But then I have
exercise in hours. Say, tell my kid and my wife I love them.
I got make out for it, pass for 1 minute, make out for a minute, kiss for a minute. It's just like little things. It took me a while to get on there. Now I'm starting to get into them. But I set goals.
You did it for like 2 days.
Right.
You checked most of them off for 1 day. And
but
then the next
like,
day, and then it fell off.
To get back on track, it's tough.
It's tough. Look, we know how to do it.
Yeah.
It's the doing it part with a family, a work, and at home. And it, like, I, when I was solo, that list was my, that was all I had to do.
Yes.
Simple.
Yeah, things were easier when you were solo. Now you
now
have.
Now we're a team.
A team and team. A baby.
Sounds like capital T.
Yeah, and you, and when we're down in San Diego, I mean, eventually I'm hoping that'll turn into more of like a vacation home for us. But right now it's our home, it's work. He doesn't have an office. We, it's just a two bedroom with an office space that has turned into a nursery.
I have an office. It's out on a balcony.
It's a nursery.
On a swing. Oh, that. With like a little, with like a little table and the bay. It's the best
it's beautiful.
Office.
It's
not bad. It's not bad.
But he doesn't have a room there to go into.
But like if the wind blows, then something you were writing 100%. Can fly away.
If something happens, someone walks past, I look at them. So it's very distracting.
Or someone will like recognize you walking past and then you start chatting with them and you're trying to get work done. And
I love a good distraction.
Yeah, it could be distracting, you know, working outside. But one thing that's good is whenever we get any of our deliveries, you're outside to see it. Like when our Green Chef meals arrive, they come straight to the front door and then you can put them straight in the fridge. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well with dinners that work for you and not the other way around. It makes cooking easy so you guys can spend less time stressing and more time enjoying delicious home-cooked meals. Now, we have been using these Green Chef meals for, oh my gosh, over a year since I was pregnant. And let me tell you, last week we had an awesome salmon dish, this Peruvian chicken, and also a like sriracha tamari ground beef bowl with rice that was so bomb. I mean, I wish I could take full credit for it, but you know, I did because I made it. Green Chef just provided the awesome ingredients, and they also have options for every lifestyle. That includes keto, paleo, vegan, vegetarian, fast and fit, Mediterranean, and gluten-free. They even do carb conscious. I mean, literally, they have something for everyone that can include keto and paleo, vegan, vegetarian, fast and fit, Mediterranean, and even gluten-free. They can do carb conscious meals. If you're calorie counting, I mean, literally, they have so many flavorful, good for you recipes that are absolutely sure to satisfy. You guys can go to greenchef.com/Shay130 and use code Shay130 to get $130 off plus free shipping. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well.
I know that you have two places and I know one is here, and the one that you're describing is here or the one?
San Diego.
That's San Diego.
The one up here got worse. I just lost my office.
It's now
Summer
be
is now playing around a lot more. And
she's
like,
fuck this room. This room's awesome.
Her playpen is now my playpen for my office. Like, when I put it around my desk, you stay on that side of the room. This is mine.
So here's the thing is we are so blessed and fortunate to have three beautiful places to live. We have our desert house that I own in Palm Springs. We have our beach house, which is our escape usually. And then LA is like our work apartment. But now when we're moving back to LA in a couple months, we're going to have a one-year-old who's walking around, who's not just a newborn baby in this apartment that you could just go into any other room with and she just sleeps.
Right.
So not just that, you're going to realize everything can kill her.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like, you know, when they start moving around, it's like, oh, wow, the corner of that and the plug, you know, the outlet. Like, you're just going to think on a different level, like, holy shit. And it's real intimidating. So, like, you can't, you know, right now she might be in bed in the other room and you could let her be there for a second. When they start moving around, you gotta be aware, bro.
I hope he feels that way because his whole like mentality is she'll be all right. Like he doesn't worry about a single thing. Like, do you guys ever worry about Shams choking? Or did you when he first started eating?
Well, it's not that I don't worry about that.
She's always gonna be fine.
As soon as she makes the, I look at her, I'm like, you've got this kid, you've got it. And then she's okay. If not, I'm there with the pat on the back. 100%.
I know, but it's just like, how does it feel to just like not worry about
stuff?
Well,
it's not as different. Just to stick up for him, it's different. The dad in us, you have to do dangerous things in life as a baby carefully. That's how they're going to grow. That's how they're going to grow. If you try, like even yesterday, we were at Fenoruz for Persian New Year.
Shout out to Persian. Thank you.
Yeah, baby. We were at her family's house and Shams was by the pool. We're both standing there. Vita had a heart attack that he was that close
by
to the
pool.
You know, but it's like he's, if you act this nuts, he's going to want to go in the pool, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because, and she's like, the tide, we're in the backyard in a pool. I'm like, what do you think's going to happen?
Karen's going to get him.
There's two of us standing it's right actually, here. He falls in and it's a foot of water.
It's actually a
she's
fountain.
Like, the, she's like, you the, know, tide, like in terms the tide, of the tide is going to take yeah. him out. The tide is going to take him out to the middle of the pool. I'm like, what are you talking about? So, yeah, man. That, so I get what you're saying,
yeah.
but you got to kind of let them go a little bit.
Expose them to dangerous things and in controlled environments. Yeah.
I just wish that you appreciated or understood or could just get in my sick, dark mind at times to understand how much more chill I am out loud than what actually can go on inside my head.
I bet. I bet.
100%.
I bet.
Okay, in our head, thousand, I get that. But my perfect analogy for what he said for like for letting someone learn is this. When you fall, honey, you have horrific falls. You fall, you bust your knee up, you bust your face up. Because I'm putting it down to this.
Blame my mom.
You never fell over when you were a child. Your mother caught you every single time or didn't put you in a position for you to fall over. And I know this because she's such a good mother.
But that's why it's really important that there is important. A mother and father mom. In the house. Because to me, your job is to do exactly what you're doing.
I like that.
You don't ever want her to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You don't ever want that shit. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
His job is to make sure that if she does, she doesn't get too hurt.
Yeah, she
you know
bounces
mean?
Back
that
up
she
from
can bounce back.
I see what you're saying.
She could bounce back and move forward. You know, yeah. So I think it's real important. Because when you got, I was raised by a single mother. You got to be both.
Yeah.
It's difficult.
Yeah.
It's real hard, you know? Mm-hmm. But I think that...
Yeah, hats off to... I was raised by my mom as well, too.
Yeah,
so hats
off to as was I. I mean, my yeah. dad has been you're, obviously you're, in the picture my whole dad. Life, but they didn't get married till I was 9. So
okay.
it was just me and my
and
mom.
And that's the formative shit.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? 9, up to 9, that's when it's, you know, yeah. a lot of the
that's
rubber
when you're
meets
learning.
The road. Yeah, a lot of the stuff that you don't realize now you're looking back and it's like, holy shit, that stuff I learned when I was a little kid. You
yeah.
know what I mean? So I think that it's important that you have both dynamics to... To, you know,
but
make
what I hear, which is just, I'm kind of like just saying, in an ideal world, we all said that we want to be at home working from home because we get all the time possible with the baby.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But what would be ideal for the relationship, the marriage, the mom and the dad would be leaving the house, going to a completely separate place, not seeing each other for 8 or 9 hours, and then coming back home. And that gives us like the carves out the space to be able to
miss
be
them.
Out of each other's way. Mm-hmm. And yeah,
miss them.
Instead of like the fact that you have to hear the sound of my slippers, not that I, my slippers are silent. A, yeah. I hear other people's slippers like clomp, clomp.
She
feet-five
drag, around
drag.
The house, bro, like a giant.
As if.
Like a giant. She thunders around
all
the house
five,
like a Clydesdale.
Two of me.
I swear, like a Clydesdale. And except when food's out. Then all of a sudden she turns into a ninja and you turn around and the fucking food is gone. The fuck happened?
She's got it in the fucking face. She loves
we
it
have like
in the face.
Opposite taste yeah. in food, by the way. Like anything that I like, he thinks is gross, rabbit food, and anything that I like that he likes, I'm like,
the
I
difference
just
is she'll cross to
wouldn't.
My side of the street. She'll eat the shit out of you.
And then leave you with the shit that you don't
yeah,
want.
Yeah, bro.
Baby,
yeah.
let's do some. I didn't want yeah. that. I ordered
no.
this.
No, but to her credit, she wants to eat healthy, and I order shit. So she's like, you know, that's she'll bad. Eat the shit. You know, if you put it there, you're going to eat it.
So after having a baby, how did you guys, because I know we saw a little bit on the show this past season, but I want to talk about how things change. What I think people don't really realize necessarily until you have a baby, your sex life changes,
100%.
Your date nights, you're just that intimate time. So,
and throw in a fucking a pandemic.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Throw that in. Like, what the fuck?
Just
you don't
really
even have anything to rely on.
Yeah.
You don't even have anything to. I'm a voracious reader. I read, you know, last year I read 64 books. I try to read a book a week.
Mm-hmm.
There's no book. There's nothing you can read because there's no. You know, no one's been through a pandemic, you know,
right.
the Spanish flu. You know what I mean? Like,
wow.
there's nothing really to go back and to look and say, how do we live and how do we adjust? It was crazy, man. And then we filmed on top. It was nuts.
Yeah. Was nuts. I think it's really, you know, like the couple that the person you were 5 years before you got married. And then someone will tell you that, you know, when you have a baby, you guys are going to be too exhausted for sex. And you're like, no way.
Not me.
Not me. We're never going to be too tired. What are you talking about? Sex is number one.
Sex and is then, the most important thing in a relationship. If I didn't have sex, it's not a relationship.
I used to feel that way.
Yeah. And but guess what? Right now, I believe strongly and proudly that
sleep is the most important thing in the fucking relationship.
Yes.
That's what I believe. Shit, man.
Yeah.
I
got, and you're up. Giving. You're giving.
I got sleep apnea too, so I don't really sleep well. Ooh, you know? Yeah. So look, I'm tired most
That's
of the
true.
Time.
And so when you're giving your 100% best every single day, and I'm probably giving, well, not probably, we're giving 100% of ourselves to our kid, and
everything
then
else.
Nothing is left except you want to not be sleep deprived and delirious and psycho, then so be it for a minute. It's such a fleeting time.
Yeah.
They're going to be in high school before we know it, and they're going to be going off to college before we know it. I don't ever think we're going to look back and regret being a really good mom or dad in
no.
those, you know, and thankfully.
Good point, babe. Good, very yeah. good point. But yes, I agree.
And we also have had like epic sex our whole life. And I think that even.
We've had a good innings. Yeah, we did well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can look back on those memories. Yeah. And
then, totally.
Oh, I hear that there is a moment like we didn't invent this situation. There will be a time when the baby starts to enter toddlerhood and then you do. Recircle
back,
back to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think that will come, and I think that'll be even better because the amount of respect you have for each other for being able to support each other to do 100% of not, in, how many, like you said, a lot of relationships
very good point.
Focus
very good point.
Mm-hmm. Right. On themselves, but now we're outwards, but we get to come back together and to have that support. Hell yeah, let's bang that one out.
There used to be a time where
when it happens, doesn't happen.
Totally. Yeah. Like, There were months that like Tommy wouldn't get his hair cut as often. Said he'd be in a grumpy mood because he needs that barbershop shave, you know, or like obviously women, we have more, even more of those, like our backs, our chiropractors that we need on speed dial. So of course, like, of course, self-care is understated, mm-hmm. not talked about enough.
Yeah, I do my acupuncture twice a week and that's down in San Diego, but that's like the one thing I make sure. It also kind of doubles as like therapy.
Absolutely.
Because
Absolutely.
She will listen to whatever's going on. She has
counselor.
Great advice. Yeah. She knows both of us very well.
But you do, she didn't say a fucking word. You need that mental
yeah,
break. You know
totally.
What I mean? You need that where it's like, he's got the kid or whatever. I don't have any responsibilities right now. For the mm-hmm. next couple of hours, I could just be me. And relax. And it's real. Again, going back to the working at home, the quarantine, all that shit. We're social beings and we need to interact with other beings.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's not even saying a word, even if it's just you, like she'll go get a coat, like she'll go out and get a
coffee.
Yeah. You know, she needs that.
Yeah.
She needs mm-hmm. that.
I know? Like, yeah. Like there was a time in our relationship when Tommy and I love to, like, right now, this is all banter. It's positive. We're like busting balls, right?
But you went through it.
But yeah, there were times when I was like, I felt disrespected and he felt disrespected. Mm-hmm. And the worst thing that we've ever done to each other is make the other feel
bad.
Yeah, like unappreciated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we both kind of learned that's the last thing we want to do. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's that word?
I am not your enemy.
Right.
Yeah.
So when I take it out, when I take my stress out, she'll just that when 100% she's like, what are you talking about? Like, this has nothing to do with me. It's because you're my partner and I feel like I'm entitled to talk to you like this. Yeah. Because you have to.
She's like, men not, hold a lot of shit
I
in
like
too.
That
so
yeah
we,
I like that
we so need if, to find if someone that was unload on
yeah know? But I just am at the point too where I just won't even react or I will lose my fucking shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's one or the yeah. other. There's no like arguing in between. I've spent 10 years arguing on reality TV. Yeah. I'm too old for that. I'm too tired for that. There's too many more important things.
Yes.
So now it's like when he acts like that, I'm just like, okay, are you done?
But that's cool. Also you found your person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Someone
for
else,
sure.
You're not going to just sit there and take that. I don't give a fuck
yeah.
how long you've been on reality television.
Yeah. But I can see it from like
out.
An outside
you know
perspective.
No, but when you found that person, she yeah. does it with me. There's times where I'm like a whiny little bitch. You know what I'm saying? I'll be the first to tell you, but I haven't
yeah.
slept real good in a couple of... The worst... You want to see me at my worst? Get me tired.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm tired, I'm like a whiny little bitch, bro. I'm like a little... And I get there. But she'll just kind of just, all right, I'll take it. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Today I'm going to take
and
it.
And I think he appreciates that, right, Tommy?
You have to. You know what I mean? Because again, it's happening.
Like if
you know,
you
what
know
I mean?
If you know you
it's
met
happening.
Your...
and I'm not going out on the street to do it. Right. You know, I'm not going to fight some guy in a parking lot.
Yeah.
Because that's what would happen.
That's
me. That's what did happen.
What
the fuck did you just say to me? You know what I mean? Like, that's what's going to go down, bro.
I'm on probation.
We've seen.
I got fucking, you know what I mean? So it's like, all right, you can't let that happen. I'll just yell at her for a little bit.
Can we have a little update on that, on a Reza update?
There were a lot of questions.
For smashing
the shit, that's it? Fuck.
Yeah.
Go to Australia, mate. You just get it. You can do damage.
I'm grateful for my wife. I'm grateful for my son. I'm grateful that we're all healthy. I'm grateful for.
Is it 11-11?
Is it?
Sheena.
Is this your grateful?
For Brock. I'm grateful for
my Josh dad. Several times a day.
Yeah. I said, yeah.
Did you not
I
watch the show last
year? Yeah, I said a few alarms.
I like it.
Yeah.
No, it gets me that. You know,
I did. You read 60 books last year. How do you read so often? What, like, what should a day look like for reading?
Because I want to be better at reading. That's on my list. That's one of the things. So it's like, if she doesn't, like, I want her to look at that list and say,
I'll send you a picture of him
to get that done.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like, he wants to, that's trying to better him.
Yep.
You know what I mean? He's trying to better him. He's trying to better us. He's trying to better our family. I want to support him. So like, if I'm looking and that, because I check them off as I go.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh shit. I haven't checked those off. Maybe I should not come in here and fucking ask him about, did Toya eat today?
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so.
That's our dog, bro.
Yeah. So
no,
like,
I like that.
And so
you have to feed your dog. So you got, it's simple tasks to get done.
Yeah.
But if I can do them, I have the same one, but mine's in our bathroom. It's on my mirror on the whiteboard underneath. So it's in my face now.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to make sure. But yeah, it's just, if I can do those little things, but to read, I want to become better at reading. And so with your work, family and all that, do you read in the morning? Do you read in the evening? When do you find time to get your, or is it just however you can find time?
Ideally when he's at school.
Okay.
And she's gone for her coffee.
School.
So I have the hour.
So that would be nap time.
Yeah.
I don't take an hour for coffee.
I have a book I'll give you that will actually help you increase the speed of your reading and retain it.
Yeah, that's retaining. We don't know about that one, but I want to try and work on reading. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I have a book I'll give you. It helped me a lot. It helped me a lot.
I don't want to read anything.
I don't read anything. Like there are books that I wish I could read. I even have an audiobook. I got to like the fourth chapter and I was really enjoying it. And then I just fell off. And I just like, I don't have the attention span to read
the book.
If I need to learn something, I will read it just
have
for
you
that
read
purpose.
The
right. Like I'll read every What to Expect article and know everything about.
They love the who's.
Yeah.
The People magazine
it's
articles.
It's a fuck about a housewife. Bro, we could get a dissertation, dude. You know what I mean? Trust me, she got a thesis on why the fuck, you know, Luann sucks. You know what I mean? She'll get deep. She'll take the claws in.
Give her a book to read?
No, last year we were supposed to, it was one of our, she's
that
the
was
worst.
One of our
it was one of our New Year's resolutions to combine us. We were going to read books together. I pick one. She would pick one month, you know, each month.
Yeah.
I did. So she got to pick first. She made me read some shitty fucking book about like cleaning your room.
It was just it was the
Marie
Kondo,
fucking
obviously.
Folding clothes and shit, fucking awful. And then I gave her my book. She like never picked it up.
Never picked it up. But wait, what's the question? First of all, Brock, I see like a part two. I think you guys are gonna come on to our pod. And we're going to have kind of like I think the genesis of this idea is happening, is unfolding as we speak, that I'm going to send a screenshot. Am I allowed to, of your boards to Sheena?
Yeah.
And then we could see like how it goes down, because the one thing that we will fight about today is if I come in to ask you if Toya's been fed. I'm sorry, honey. I should be able to ask you a question like that. Like, you shouldn't be triggered by that.
It's not the question.
No, it's not. If I said, yeah, she's not going to turn around and walk the fuck out. You know what I mean? It's not that you should.
What food did you give her? Did you give her the wet food or the dry food?
Oh, by the way.
How much did you have?
Oh, by the way. Whoa, man. Whoa.
One of the reasons why we can't even have, like, we have to buy rugs, area rugs, that we can donate or garbage in a year, because like we can, when they say like you can't have nice things, we're one of those people who can't have nice things because we like are heavy-handed and we, you know, like the wear and tear is like ridiculous. So obviously if we have a nice rug in our home, I need to know if our dog has been fed or if I'm about to overfeed her. So stop with that.
I get that.
Okay.
Like, that's not cool.
The worst. hilarious. Just always assume I didn't feed her.
Okay, enough talk about the dogs, and let's talk about fertility. So if y'all follow me on Instagram, you saw that I recently posted for Modern Fertility, and you know that I am a huge advocate for being on top of your fertility, as I've frozen my eggs twice, and when I went to freeze them a third time, I found out I was pregnant. But I just think it is so important for women to be on top of their fertility. I mean, I've always been a big fan of planning ahead, you know, either scheduling trips in advance, plotting out my next career move, or figuring out what I'm doing for dinner while I'm still eating breakfast. But I hadn't thought much about planning for kids until the last few years of my life. I'm like, you know, in my mid-30s, I was single at the time, I froze my eggs. And now they have things like Modern Fertility, which is so awesome that at home, you can check your fertility levels. It's an easy and affordable way to test your fertility hormones at home with a simple finger prick. You mail it in with a prepaid label and you'll get your personalized results within 10 minutes. You guys will get insight into your hormone levels, your ovarian reserve, which is, you know, how many eggs you have compared to other women your age, and other important fertility factors. The results go deep into what every hormone means, and you can also talk one-on-one with a fertility nurse to review your results and options for the next steps. So traditional testing for this kind of stuff with your doctor can cost over $1,000, but Modern Fertility gets you the same info at only $159, which is a fraction of the price. Right now, Modern Fertility is offering our listeners $20 off the test when you go to modernfertility.com/Shay. That means your test will cost $139 instead of the hundreds or thousands it could cost at a doctor's office. Get $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/Shay. modernfertility.com/Shay.
You guys have your podcast, Till the Dirt. Yes.
Thank you.
Tell me about how that started, how it's going, working together. I know you also have your YouTube channel.
Yes.
Yes.
So, you guys doing YouTube now?
Yep, man.
Yeah, he doesn't even know. We feature each other on each other's channels. So on the bottom of the channel, it says suggested other page. And
I love that. That's so good.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of like-minded people are watching your channel. I'm sure the same.
100%. And it's a great way for you guys to really open up to your audiences and they're like, and look, it's the way we're going, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely.
And you can tell your own story.
It's absolutely. So true.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I mean, we started this conversation talking about being able to relate and connect and feel like you're not going through this life alone. And the best way that we do that is with our reason for it is not self-serving. It's more to be like, hey guys, we've been through this. Chances are we can laugh together going through it, learn from each other. And it incidentally did help us too, because when we retell the story of our lives and our experiences, like IVF, meeting on Tinder, you know, meeting the family, all of the different bumps in the road, then he'll turn around and he'll say, you know what? I didn't realize this until now that we're going back and retelling the story. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you're always more objective. You know what I mean? When you take a lot of the heat or a lot of the emotion out of the moment, it's always allows you to be more practical, you know, going forward. But it's just a retelling of our stories from, you know, when we met, and everything correlates, you know?
Yeah.
Everything, anybody in a relationship is like, oh yeah, it might not be the same thing, but it's the same thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's been a blast to do. We've been doing it since what, August last year? So far, it's been doing real well too.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, totally.
Yeah,
super
we really
fun.
Enjoy it.
Till the Dirt, where anywhere podcast can be heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
So what advice would you two have for Brock? I mean, hopefully,
why was it the straight going, for Brock?
Because it's going to relate to them. So hopefully, we never know. I don't know if you guys know. We don't know. We never know if we're picked up until like last minute. And they're like, you're filming next week, you know?
That's exactly how it is for us.
Yeah, it's the same thing. So what advice would you have for Brock? You know, this is still a newer relationship, but, you know, it's going into a second season, hopefully, on a reality show. Like, how do you guys deal with just everything? Like, do you feel like you fight more on camera, off camera? Do you feel there's more tension when there's cameras?
Yes.
I definitely feel like there's more tension when there's cameras.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Look at that. The one thing we say in unison. Yeah.
Well, when you throw in the baby in the mix, it's even more exemplified by that. So I think
Amplified.
Yeah, I think it's a tough thing to do, but there's worse ways to get paid.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, beach carrying cement. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. There's guys out there having a lot more, you know, a lot more tougher jobs. So, but yeah, at the end of the day, it's a lot. Like, it, when you just see it, you see the finished product. You don't think it's like, oh, that's so easy. It's like, nah, bro, it's 12 hours. Would you fucking do it? You work today for 12 hours?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's what it is.
Yeah, just navigating parenthood, you know, on a reality show when there are cameras. You know, we were home from the hospital 3 days before we started filming last season.
I wouldn't let that happen.
How old was Shams when y'all started filming?
7 weeks.
Okay. Okay. So we were very, very same time. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if Tommy and I would have started filming, then it would have been right when he was born.
Yeah. They were looking to get us coming off.
That's so funny.
She was too young to be on camera.
Yeah.
You have to be 15 days to be on camera. And when we got home from the hospital, I mean, I was hospitalized for 5 extra days. She was like a week old.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, maybe 9 days when we started filming.
Right.
Yeah.
And The way that would have worked out would have been, I was in labor and the cameras were up. But, you know, we did take a step back for several weeks,
just to breathe a little bit.
Yeah, that's good.
That was a good move.
Yeah, no, I have no regrets.
I'm over here thinking about Brock because of your question, Sheena. Like when, like I saw the most current season of VPR.
Oh, you watched it?
Yes.
Ooh, I walked through that, Shelly, or the veto of death.
I think
he'll be fine, bro, because you seem to be in your skin, and that's most important.
You did a lot. In other words, like, you put yourself out there so much. You were so brave and vulnerable. You were super honest, whereas a lot of people are not honest and open.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember this moment when the two of you guys were on Watch What Happens, and someone asked you, Brock, do you regret talking about such and such, referring to your family? And you said that you had shared it with Lala off camera, right? Mm-hmm. And that was something that stuck with me, where I was like, you know, that would be one of those moments where you go back and you're like, fuck, do I regret that? Because of all of the things that happen, domino effect after.
Right.
Because it's not really fair if you're a good guy and you made mistakes a long time ago to be now portrayed as Sheena's not good guy.
Especially.
She deserves, and you deserve.
But let's call a fucking spade a spade. None of these people, everybody on these shows has fucking skeletons in their closets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're not infallible. They're not all great. You were in trouble because you walked into a successful show that's been on for a long time. So they needed fresh blood.
Yeah.
After a pandemic, we haven't filmed in 2 years.
And no jobs, and no Britney, and no Kristen, and no Stassi.
That was crazy, right? Because I came into the show. Well, when I met Sheena, we met in San Diego. I met her at my grounds. She wasn't filming. Then we also had a pandemic. So I was like, oh, cool. And then nothing. So if it wasn't for that pandemic and we didn't have our relationship where I was comfortable in, be a different story going into the season when we started filming. But then when we started filming and that started coming up, I was like, well, look, you know what? I think now, I can say it now, looking back on it, I was more upset of just the fact that I had to deal with it, talk about it, because I wasn't proud of my actions.
Right.
100%. And then to be accountable for that was the hardest part. That was what was more upsetting. But then when I realized, okay, if this is going to be a story, like, I'm going to tell you how it is.
Yeah.
I remember going to Lisa before I spoke to Lisa. I was like, okay, I'm just going to brush down the rug. We'll just move on. And then all of a sudden, Lisa's like, stop, take a drink, breathe, talk to me. And I was like, well, this is what I did. Bang. From saying that, I was like, at least now I know I'm telling my story. And
my truth's out.
That's it.
Yeah.
Now what are you going to say to me? And then fast forward 6 months. And then, well, look at this season now. We're looking at a relationship where there's just me, you, Tom, and Sandoval, Tom Sandoval and Ariana together, and everyone else is having their problems, you know?
Right.
Which is unfortunate, but I guess this is the nature of the show, right? We're all going to have opinions on each other's relationships. I get that. So as long as I can stay true to what I am and have an opinion from there, perfect.
You had to explain.
And that doesn't keep coming back.
Yeah.
Like what you did or whatever, because I don't know. You know, I honestly don't. It's not my thing, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Watching this stuff.
But you had to explain yourself a lot.
But once you do, yeah. I did.
You had to apologize.
Once you do, I did. You yeah. know what I mean? I don't need.
I'm not going back there again. Yeah, you can try yeah. and bring that up one more time, yeah. but we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Oh, it's just thank it's not you. Necessary. You yeah. know what I mean? It's like, all right, cool. I did whatever I did 7 years ago, and you keep trying to put that thumb in my eye with it. It's
right, yeah. right. You know, that's annoying. That's the only annoying thing is that when you have to overdo an apology or like relive and it's like overdone, feels like it's beating a dead horse, that gets really annoying because then people can have the wrong takeaway when mm-hmm. you deserve 10 other things to be highlighted.
It's definitely interesting to understand like that reality world, like how, because here's the best part about it, just because how I have one, we have one conversation, there's other conversations of that conversation happening and mm-hmm. we don't see those. Guess who mm-hmm. sees that? Production. Mm-hmm. So they really understand the complexity of what's happening. Mm-hmm. And they really do, because once we leave this room, we're going to have other conversations. So they see that. And I kind of understand that. I really.
Yeah, they see 3, 4, 5 sides to it.
And they
yeah.
go, oh, we've you got the best I mean? Approach. Yeah. Boom. This is why the shows are so popular, because without a filter that we have, and this is how I took the season on, I'll get rid of that filter. That little nice person on my shoulder, yeah. I'll have an opinion then. Fuck it. Yeah. Right, there it yeah. is. And that's right. what the show, everyone's like, scripted. I was like, no, it's real events. We just really lean into it.
Yeah.
And you have to.
Yeah.
You have to.
And you have
up.
To have thick skin and respect yeah. you. I think for us, I respect Gina and what she does, and I'll let her offend herself. I don't need to be the man to jump in and save her, and she doesn't
but
need to jump in and save
it's
me.
It's nice to have someone jump in.
I'll throw a headbutt. Yeah. If I need to, there'll yeah. be a headbutt. But yeah. if I headbutt anyone in this cast, they'll be in trouble. Yeah. So yeah. I can't that's do true. Anything yeah. aggressive.
We don't need you headbutting anybody.
You have to do headbutts absolutely. With your words.
Yeah. yeah.
I'll just sit there and smile and be like,
exactly.
okay.
And listen, sometimes it's just like Sheena, it might not be lying. MJ might not be lying, but there's just two different interpretations of truth.
That's it.
Truth is a circle.
Yeah, true. Bro, you know what that's I mean? It. Like, she might really see it that way, and you really see it that way, mm-hmm. and you know, someone else could see it entirely differently. You know what I mean? And yeah, the producers true. Who are trying to be objective and have no dog in the fight, they're just trying to put out, all right, well,
this is this.
There's four different sides to this story, so I'm going to try and, you know, and we got time constraints, yeah. so I'm going to try and edit it to give you the best view of each.
Yeah,
you know, but when it's you. It's like, nah, that's not how shit went down. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's how it was with me and Reds. It's like, yo, that's not how that shit went down, dude.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I looked at it like they're protecting him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's just like, we only got so much time in an episode,
that's
bro.
It.
You know what I mean?
And Tom, I think for us, like for me, understanding that.
Yeah.
It's not personal.
Yeah.
It's more than it's all of that. And I think if you can, and I took that into the season, and I look forward to the opportunity that there's a lot worse ways to get paid next season.
Yeah, a lot worse ways to get paid, a lot worse ways to spend your time. And you know what one thing I did recently I spent my time doing? So I was just down in Mexico, and I'm in Mexico, and I'm thinking, why don't I speak Spanish? You know, I mean, I'm Mexican. I don't know Spanish. I took it in high school, and I don't speak it enough to communicate. I can understand it, but I can't speak it. So while I was in Mexico in my hotel room, I downloaded this app called Babbel. For most of us, you know, learning a second language in high school wasn't I did get an A. But now, thanks to Babbel, the language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions, there's an addictively fun and easy way to learn a new language. So whether you're traveling abroad, connecting in a deeper way with family, or you just have some free time, Babbel teaches bite-sized language lessons that you'll actually use in the real world. And I'm telling you, it was so easy and it felt so good that I was getting like 23 out of 23. I was getting them all right. Like as of right now, I'm 100% on Babbel. It's these 15-minute lessons that make it the perfect way to learn a new language on the go. Other language learning apps use AI for their lesson plans, but Babbel lessons were created by over 100 language experts. Their teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective, and it's fun. They have 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German. There are so many ways to learn with Babbel. In addition to lessons, you can access podcasts, games, videos, stories, and even live classes. Plus, it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee. Start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. And right now, you can save up to 60% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/Shay. That's babbel.com/Shay for up to 60% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life. One question that came in from Divine_Dermalogix wants to know, how do you navigate friendships with people who don't like their partner? So how our things with like Reza right now? Because obviously, oh, yeah. I know we touched on it a little bit, but are you and him still close?
So I'm really, really happy to say that Reza and I are working our way back to a good place, okay. And that we have been working on it for a long time now. So now it's much better than where we left off before. So that's, you know, it is difficult when I want to have something positive, but then if it's not all the way, you know, okay with Tommy and Reza, then that makes me feel really anxious just even thinking about it. So, you know, the bigger question would be like, hopefully the restraining order will become a thing of the distant past. And that way, mm-hmm. like maybe they can start, you know, just kind of like being amicable and, yeah, you know,
cordial.
Yeah.
So Reza still hasn't met Baby Shams.
No, not yet.
Wow.
And he's how old now?
You guys did that in unison. He's going to be 3 this year.
Damn.
Soon.
Yeah. Yes, they do. They grow up so quick.
Fast, like weeds, bro.
That's crazy.
Yeah. We're going to come to Summer's birthday party.
She's one.
And then, yeah. And then.
I want to keep her away from my kid, bro. I'm just telling you.
She's a little flat.
I'm telling you, he's a ladies' man, bro. He's a ladies' man.
A lot of people also wanted to know, how is your relationship with Vita right now and how has it grown?
Darth Vader and I are cool. You know, she's the baddest bitch in the galaxy. You know what
she
I mean?
She really is.
The Farsi is strong with me.
The Farsi is strong.
So,
the Force?
Yeah, Farsi. The Farsi is strong with me.
I get
it. Yeah. But listen, that's my mama bear, bro. So I protect her. I could deal with Vita. She doesn't bother me. Sometimes she goes a little too crazy with her, and that's all. Now I got a kid, too. So it's different. She's got to treat people with respect. When she's around
she's
my kid.
She's still really tough on me, and she's great with the grandbaby, with her grandson. So
that's good, at least.
She loves him to death.
Yeah, it is. But like, we're all in it together.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how you guys feel, because obviously your mom plays a big role, thank God.
Yeah.
But like, if there's a vibe that's messing with everyone's peacefulness, then it's going to get into, it permeates, right?
Mm-hmm.
So with my mom, it's like a constant battle where like, are we going to have a good day or are we going to not? And Tommy tells me that I'm always nervous, even like 2 days before I'm going to see my mom, because she's like, just for Persian New Year yesterday, she was like, make sure you look good this year to make up for last year when you didn't.
Yeah, she basically rattled off the exact outfit.
Oh, yeah.
She
her
had
mom has no filter.
You know, it's like, whoa, that's keeping you up, man.
Yeah, you think my mom has opinions, honey?
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
I mean, it's the culture as well, though.
Totally. You got to understand also, I don't know, is your mother on the show?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Darth Vader's been on the show for a long time, and she's been. And, you know, her fans, because she has fans, love her. So it's almost emboldened her.
Hello, welcome to reality.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So she thinks I'm going to let it out.
I'm going to let it go.
Yeah. So there has been times where I've literally had to kick her out of the house because, like, we had someone working with the baby that she made cry. Like, you know, it's like, yo,
you can't
talk to, like, around the kid like that. You know what I mean?
So my mom gets told all the time, I wish you were my mom.
Yeah, it's like, no, you don't.
So I'm like, do you though? Do you even know what you're asking? Yeah. It's tough. Like, my mom should be hired to roast people. And that's why, like, she actually, oh my God, recently joined Cameo.
Oh, yes.
No, see, that's your theory. It's great.
It's adding to it.
For the fans, it's great.
No, but like, she's not going to do what you want to do. Like, she's going to be very nice. And very kind. And it's
and
like,
cordial.
That's not what they want, Vita. They want you to tell your daughter. They want you to tell your daughter's fat. Not her, but like, they want you to tell your kid, or like, they want you to roast somebody, you know? She won't do it. She won't do it.
I'm going to go order a Cameo from her right now and see what happens.
Yeah. You should put in the subject line, roast.
It's very nice and proper. Yeah, she's very thankful.
This one person graduated from Harvard Law, and they were like, tell her, why didn't she become a doctor like her mom and dad? And my mom was like, but it's Harvard Law. We're like, okay, you got to get the assignment, honey.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh. So who are you guys at the moment closest with in the group? I know obviously me, you and Nima have our group chat. I know you guys are extremely close.
Yes. Which shout out Nima Band. I hope you're listening.
Here he is.
He will be.
Yeah. So we're close. Sherbin, Nima, Mike, Paulina, even Golnessa. Believe it or not, some people think that we have a lot of, you know, a lot of love there though. Yeah. And then I think that's everyone. So
yeah. That's good.
And you know, I was just holding on to this question.
She goes to the park and comes home with three friends. And then we gotta go out with them. You know what I mean?
That's cool.
Yeah, I met this couple. You're going to love them.
That's
you
funny.
Have T-Mobile. He has T-Mobile. You're going to fucking, it's going to be great. We're going to go. We're going to burn a Saturday. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
No, it's true, though. I think I've become I'm way more social, and he just needs the Mets, and he likes to cook his dinners, and then food coma, and
hang out with my kid,
his
hang
family.
Out with her. Yeah, that's it. So even outside of that, like, she's got other friends where it's like, I'm good. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I mean, no restraining orders, obviously, you know, but there's other friends where it's like, oh, she's going to go hang out with go. You know what I mean? Have fun. See you now. I get to hang out by myself today. It's no, you know, so I don't care if she has friends that I don't like. It's only natural. We come from two entirely different places.
Very true.
You know what I'm saying? You couldn't, if you put us on and said, these two are going to work, people would laugh at you, dude. You know what I'm saying? It's like, we couldn't be more different or come from different places. So it's only logical that she's going to have certain friends that it's like, I'm good, dude.
I think that if Tommy can't relate to the guy, like if the four of us were to go on a double date, he would only come if he would be like, yeah, I'll have a good time with Brock.
Yeah,
we'll break bread. We'll go out to dinner, do whatever, or even like take the kids out. He's all about doing something.
I'll always give one or two outs. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But if like that first two, I'm not going for the third.
But you know what?
That's funny. We haven't really gone out with like couples, right? We've met couples. We should go out together. We've had these conversations with people when we meet them.
We just did that in Vegas. I said I knew you would really like Johnny's husband, Rob.
You're right, actually. I met this legend. Cool dude. And then she was cool with us. So, all right, but we have to go continue that relationship.
Yeah, we said we need to hang out with more couples. And especially... Right. Not like to knock any of our other friends, but couples especially who have children who understand what we're going through at home every day.
Right. It's a totally different world.
Yeah.
And I hate to be that guy because you know you hear that when it sounds so smug, like, oh, you don't understand. You're not but you really don't. You don't understand.
So
until, especially with a little one. You know, when they're a little older, maybe it's different.
Right.
But when you're 11 months, bro, like it's fucking dude. You're in the foxhole taking grenades, man.
But you know what's kind of beautiful right now is that we both, all four of us, meaning us four, have one child right now. So if Tommy would be totally down to also like do a Disneyland. He loves to do bounce houses and he loves activities.
Perfect. There's one at the party.
Totally. So like that's what he's always been into. Like, let's go do something. And then it's an opportunity where like Sheena and I can hang out. And then Brock and Tommy can hang out. And then, you know, there'll be moments where we can be in charge of the kids. But you don't, you know, two adults per infant is an ideal number.
Yeah.
The ratio is good.
Definitely.
So you can have your guard kind of down and like trade off. And then I know for a fact that there are going to be moments that Tommy, Brock, Sheena, and I will say like, thank God for today, because it takes a little bit of that pressure off, you know, of that grind that we are all busting our butts for every day.
Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest one from today is like you guys have gone through these experiences and you've come out of the back to be able to talk about them. Just doing that itself, letting people know what you're dealing with is normal. You're going to come out. That's a big lesson for people to learn because sometimes that's the divider in them. Like they don't see the light.
Right.
They're like, nah, this is not going to work. And then relationships break up. And I think, you know, it's.
No, but you just said it. We could say it. You could all say it, but you don't know. So you know what I mean? You got to know if you're with the right person. If you're with the right person, then you're going to come out on the other side. But sometimes you start throwing too much shit in there and it really, it's like, you know, the other warts start to show, you know, and you can't.
I think that when Tommy and I, like if we argue about something and I'll just take the boy, we'll go for a drive, we'll spend the day at the beach. And by the time we came home, I feel like I've given him the space where he can walk back from it. And then we don't need to have these big conversations. Like, we kind of squashed it by just having a little alone time. But there would have been a time where I needed to talk about every little thing, and I needed to like work every little thing out. And I'm like, no, I don't need to. Like, did you get it? Did you figure it out? Mm-hmm. Are you going to speak with like kinder approach next time? And if I see that you do that, then I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, I think she loves me, because that's, I can't do that. You know what I mean? I can't have those fucking conversations where we're going to sit there for an hour. I'll go insane. You know, so she knows that, all right, Tommy, I can't do that. She could have those conversations with Sheena. She could have it with, you know, Brandon or, you know, any of her friend group. But me, I'll go fucking nuts, especially if it's like something that we're fighting about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I just want it over with, dude.
It's done.
We'd love to have you guys on Till the Dirt.
Yes.
And we're going to see you guys.
You have to come to us. I don't think they're going to let us into West Hollywood anymore. My wife came
here
today. Oh,
my God. He needs to diss my feet.
With an open toe sandal and no pedicure in the last 3 months.
Stop.
I don't think they're going to let us back on this side of the hill. So you probably have to come to us.
No, no. You're going to come over to our house.
Yes.
And we can't wait to see and have you guys and see Summer and celebrate her first birthday.
Definitely. No, I can't wait to come and see your house.
And 100%, like, it's important to make friends with children and hang out with couples that are having young kids, because it is important to have each other during these formative years. And at the age of 1 to 2, they just parallel play. Children are not really interacting with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just about Summer and the world that she's discovering by herself.
Yeah.
So it's really just like nuggets of like other couples that are going through or have something to teach you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like what really life is about.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely.
I like, are you gonna come out of here and say we'll hang out with Brock? Because Sheena and I already know that we love each other.
Totally, babe.
All right.
Totally, babe.
Locking down the second date on the first date. That's what I do.
That's really what she just
did. And especially once we're back in LA, like in a couple months, and we'll be here full time. You know, we need more mom and dad friends.
I mean, yeah, you need more friends up here. So
I mean, they're already
work.
My friends, but you know what I'm saying? We need to hang out with them more.
Perfect. Yes, that's so true.
I think
true.
We have to make an effort, okay?
Yeah. Well, it's really important for the kids. It is. She's not lying. Like when, you know, you'll see them. You'll see how, when they get in an age group, they just gravitate to each other and they're off doing their thing, and it's important for them. You know, they're with you all the time. He's with us all the time. You know, they need some
Summer
people
loves
in
being around other little babies.
Yeah.
She loves it.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Well, thank you very much for coming in, guys.
Thank you guys so much. Can't wait to come on Till the Dirt. You guys, be sure to check out their podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts. MJ, Tommy, love you guys.
Yeah, thanks, man, for having us.
Thank you.
And if you guys know, because I didn't tell you this yet, we have a two-city podcast, a live podcast that we're doing in New York.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yes. Yeah. So just wanted to make sure and announce Monday, May 9th and Wednesday, May 11th. And you can get the info from tillthedirtpodcast.com.
Yeah, we are part owner
in New York.
We're part owner of Peak Vodka, Peak 7
Vodka.
And they're sponsoring it.
Really
and a couple I'm from Queens, so it's like neighbor bars that I know. It should be good. It should be a good
time. That's so exciting. And you know what's so crazy is May 12th, I'm doing a live Shenanigans in New York.
No way.
Yes.
Wow.
That's why I text you yesterday and I said, also, what's your plan for Hannah's wedding? Because I wanted to see if you could be a guest for my live show.
That's what we're doing it that week.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you're for sure coming.
I'm for sure going to be there on the 12th for my live podcast. So you guys stay tuned. More info to come.
Yes.
But
nice.
Exciting.
We're all
we'll
finally
be there.
Doing it.
And then, live podcast, baby. Let's take it on the streets.
We're doing it
in a bar, too, so it's going to be fucking nuts.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Mine's going to be at City Winery.
City Winery. Okay, and it doesn't overlap. We can totally be there for each
perfect.
Other.
Bang, bang, bang.
Ours is at 310 Bowery Bar.
Love it. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. And if you're in New York, come and check us out in May.
Yeah.
Bye.
Sheena Shea. Shea FK. Thanks for listening to Shenanigans with Sheena Shea. Download new episodes every week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.